Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Shabbos 93, talking about doing things together. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, another state, Abaye said in another state that it was taught in a brisa, if each of them alone is able and they both do it together, Rabbi Meir holds that they are liable, while Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold that they are not liable. If each alone is unable, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir hold that they are liable, while Rabbi Shimon exempts them. If one is able but the other is not, all agree that he is liable. It was taught likewise in a brisa. If one carries out a loaf of bread into the public domain, he is liable. If two carry it out, Rabbi Meir holds that they are liable. Rabbi Yehuda rules if one should not carry it out and both carry it out, they are liable. Otherwise, they are not liable. Well, Rabbi Shimon exempts them. To me, the idea of this Gemara today, and we'll talk about also on the next stuff, is the idea of not going at it alone. It's the idea of carrying a burden with someone else. It's about helping someone else and doing it together. A lot of times people feel like they have to go through things alone, that they have to be a solo, that they have to wander like a lonely island of faith. They have to wander like a lonely peninsula or situation, but we should realize that when we have a load, we have a burden, we should share it with others, and we should take it upon ourselves to share it with others. So many people out there don't have family, don't have people out there. So many people feel so alone, especially during crazy corona times. We should make sure to carry it with them. We should make sure to lift up the loaf of bread or whatever their situation might be, whatever loaf they may be carrying, metaphorically or literally, we should carry it with them. We should hold it with them. Nobody should feel that they're alone. We should reach out, call people weekly or whatnot to be able to reach out to them and talk to them and Zoom with them and Google Meet with them and FaceTime with them on a week-to-week basis throughout the weeks to be able to touch base with them. Make sure they feel like they're not carrying anything alone, that they're not going through anything alone. And that could also be a way of being mevaker chol, especially when we're not allowed to visit different people. It could be allowed to reach out to people in such a different way so that nobody could feel like they're doing it alone. Just as the Gemara talks about two people carrying things together on Shabbos, we should make sure that no one ever has to carry anything themselves. We should be with it, with each other, helping everyone out to carry burdens or whatever they need be together, so we could all feel like we are biyachad as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 94 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.